Mina Bloom, the great reporter from Block Club Chicago. I know you've been working on this story for a bit, Mina. Wars in rent. It's something you see in New York City normally, but it's here in Chicago, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's been here for quite a few months, last year and this year.
How many dollars over price are renters expected to bring to the table right now?
Yeah, so what I'm hearing based on my reporting from real estate experts and from renters is that apartments are going for hundreds of dollars more in hot neighborhoods like Lakeview, Westtown, primarily neighborhoods on the north side. So hundreds of dollars more could mean $200 more a month, $300, $400. I've heard $500. These are the numbers that we're seeing. Renters are being forced to bid on these apartments rather than just saying, hey, I want this apartment. And where do I sign? The realtor's coming back to them and saying, hey, we actually have five offers on this place.
Wow.
You're going to need to put up more money.
That's crazy. I mean, I've heard of that, obviously, and experienced it with the housing, with buying a house, right? I guess that kind of makes sense. That process usually lends itself to more of a negotiation. But to see it on rent prices is surprising. That seems unusual.
It is unusual, and definitely for Chicago, like you mentioned. This is something that we hear about happening, like you said, in New York City, for sure. Also in, you know, places like San Francisco, places that, you know, where the rent has historically been really high. But in Chicago, we haven't heard of this happening as much, and there are a number of reasons why it's happening. And as you might guess, the pandemic has really changed the real estate market, both the housing market and the rental market. And so the pandemic is playing a pretty big role here. What we're seeing is that the housing supply is really low, meaning there just like aren't really enough apartments out there for people to rent. And there are a number of reasons for that. And the demand is really, really high. Like people, you know, before in 2020, were worried about contracting COVID, and they were staying home more, and they weren't moving as much. People were losing their jobs, they were losing their incomes. Now we're seeing those things have shifted. You know, life is different than it was in 2020. So people are they are leaving their homes. They're not as worried about getting COVID, and they're moving quite a bit. So yeah, we're just seeing a big shuffle in the market.
I imagine also, because there was a time in the COVID pandemic, right at the start of that first year, when the price of condos was going up, like to buy, but rentals were stable. In fact, they were throwing you free months of rent at you. That wasn't all that long ago, about a year and a half or 2 years ago. But I've talked to some people, I imagine you have too, Mina, the idea being that now that the interest rate has gone up to buy a house, a lot of people are priced out of the buying option that maybe would. They have got some income. Maybe this is people in your late 20s, early 30s. They can't buy, so they got to rent for another year or two. They're able to afford a little bit more, and the prices go up.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And I've also heard the opposite thing, which I know the interest rates are quite high right now, but I've heard that the rental market is so tight that you know, people who are saying, yeah, I need to rent for another year, let me see what's out there, then they see what's out there, and they're forced into these bidding wars, and they're like, actually, you know what? I'm going to go with the higher interest rate. I'm going to buy instead. So
yeah,
it's kind of a vicious cycle.
Right, which, you know, they are going to pay a couple hundred extra bucks a month on the interest rate, but then they're at least, if they line up the rent and the mortgage, especially these higher rent prices, they may save on a mortgage once they crunch the numbers. I imagine this is neighborhood dependent. What are the hot neighborhoods right now?
Yeah, it's very neighborhood dependent. North Side is really where this is happening, and in a lot of luxury apartment buildings. So I've been hearing about Lakeview, Westtown, Lincoln Park, Gold Coast, Wrigleyville. And one realtor put it to me this way. They said, you know, think about the neighborhoods you sort of think of when you think of Chicago, you know, that feel like Chicago, like by Wrigley Field, downtown. Those are the neighborhoods that people are interested in, and specifically people who are coming in from out of state, who haven't lived here before.
Right, who have been to two neighborhoods, and that's the only neighborhoods they think. Don't worry, they'll learn, Mina Bloom. They'll learn that there's plenty of great neighborhoods, north, south, and west side. Mina, I always appreciate you jumping on. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate you.